No, it's exciting, and it just heightens the urgency in practice in the meeting room and getting ready to play a big game Monday night. So it just kind of heightens everything, and kind of gets you on your edge, and it's exciting.
And how do you feel about the work that you're able to get done in the preseason and just kind of putting yourself in a position to be ready for Monday night?
Yeah, I feel like the preseason went good. Got to play a good amount and got some good reps against some great players. And even just going against our defense every day is just, it's the best look you can get. So I feel like all that's gotten me ready to play.
What did you learn from battling against Limbaugh?
I just know he's really, really good. And, going against him every day is definitely going to get me ready to go against anybody, I feel like. Limbaugh is a testament to how good he is and the work he's put in to get himself where he's at. So, every time I get to go against him, I take advantage of it and try to, just get better. I mean, it makes me better, so.
Pat, what kind of confidence do you take out of the Seattle game where you were at center, Nick was at left guard, and the offensive line probably had its best game of the preseason that night in Seattle?
Yeah, playing next to Nick is awesome. Playing next to Joe, too, two former centers who know the offense. It's great. Gives everybody confidence, gives me confidence, gives them confidence. When you have that, then it's all, it usually works out good.
When you're setting protections and you've got a guy on your left and a guy on your right that have A, been in that role, and B, been in this offense for a while, how much does that help you? What does it do for you, I guess?
Yeah, it helps a lot. Half the time they know the call just as you know it, and they can make it just as fast as you make it. So when everyone's on the same page like that, then it's, it helps your offensive line.
What does it also say about this coaching staff that they reward whoever they think is the best? Not necessarily if you're young or old, we're not just going to go to the veteran. We're going to let these guys battle it out and see yourself being the rookie that's getting rewarded.
Yeah, it's just, as we can't in preseason sports, it's competition, competing. Everyone's competing for jobs. It's awesome competing with all the guys in the whole line room, and this is how it ended up, so we're ready to go play.
How much understanding of what Nick and Joe have to do to make the offense successful do you have to build on from your time at guard in college?
Say that again?
So you played so much guard in college. How does that help you understand what Nick and Joe need to do as well?
We stress it in college, and I think it's the same here that you need to be able to play everywhere on the interior position. So it's not too much of a difference. You got the ball in your hands, which is a little different at center. But everything else is pretty similar. So they seem to be transitioning really well and playing good.
Are you still completely, are you at this point completely comfortable with making all the calls, or is it kind of still a work in progress?
Yeah, each game plan is a little different. So you got to attack it a little differently each week, but it's all pretty similar. So and each day I'm getting more comfortable and getting more confidence. So, yeah, it's going good.
How much do you think going into a regular season game where the playbook might be pared down a little bit can help you out?
Yeah, so you attack each team differently and, maybe narrow it down a little bit so you can focus more on how you're going to attack a team as opposed to the whole playbook so it can make it a little bit easier.
And a big relationship is going to be with Sam, too. What have you learned from having the back and forth with him and getting comfortable with him?
Yeah, he's he's probably the smartest guy in the field and knows everything and can always make you right if you're wrong. So having someone back there that can really take over and take control is awesome. It gives everybody confidence and raises their level of play.
How like the hype to this game compared to some of the biggest two in Ohio State?
This is my biggest one yet, so I'm excited, and definitely playing on a big stage in college helps, but this is a whole other level, so it'll be a big one.
You ever talk to any centers in the NFL who started as rookies or anything along those lines for advice?
Not too much yet. It's kind of relying on the older guys in the room that have been helping me a lot, Joe, Nick, and everyone pretty much. So we got a great group of guys.
Now it's your biggest game. How important is it to kind of make it mentally not your biggest game going into it, to kind of be even keeled?
Yeah. You don't want to stretch yourself out and freak out and make it bigger than what it is. But you have to be locked in and be ready to adjust and be ready to react to different things. So, be excited, but don't overexcite yourself yet.
Does that work?
The Seattle game definitely helped. I think that helped preparing for this moment. But now it's a full quarter regular preseason game, so I know it's going to be a little ramped up, too.
I thought that was actually